I'm not, he is. His seed in me is. I'm not, Adam, the old man's not, but he is. Listen, his seed that's in me this morning is perfect because he's perfect. They're one and the same, Brother Hyatt. They're inseparable. You're right. There's a great oneness. God's all about oneness. One God, one Spirit, one Lord, one hope, one grace, one salvation. It's all one. It's all one in God. And I appreciate the goodness of God this morning and to be opportunity to be in the house of God. Let's look in Hebrews this morning, and may the Lord help us. I'd say something that would be to his glory, and help us this morning in the Word of God. And that would be our desire, that you'd hear from God, hear the Word of God. And we hear it, and we hear it, and we hear it, and that's good. And that's how we learn. That's how we learn. We hear the Word of God. They come by hearing by the Word of God. That's how God teaches us. That's how God learns you, if I can say that this morning. Brother Robert used to always say, he said, God will learn you. Well, that's how he learns you, by hearing the Word of God. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. You hear it through a man's voice. Them children, they hear it through a teacher's voice back there. But when the faith comes in, when you hear from God, when you hear the Word of God through the voice of God, that's how God works. And this morning, let's look in. I'm gonna read verse 12 and 13, and I'm gonna start verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 4 this morning, and we'll look there. And then I'll look back just a little bit, and then we'll go on the Lord with the Lord's help and his willing. He said in verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 4, he said, seeing then, and I'm going to stop then, seeing then, why did he say that? He's talking to these Hebrews. He said, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Brother Rock, why did he say seeing then? I think it's because of what he said in the previous verses, Brother Hyde. He said several verses, and I know these verses are application, but I really believe in this context of the scripture. He said in verse 14, seeing then what? For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Notice this. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And then he said, seeing then. The Word of God, Brother Hyde, the Word of God this morning, if I can put it this way, it convicts me, meaning that it convinces me that he is the Son of God. He is Lord this morning. And he's passed into heavens, and he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. The Word of God convicts us of that. The Word of God convinces of that. If I can say it this morning, this might not be the right word, but the Word of God proves, thank God, who he is. It witnesses who he is. The Word of God does. Listen, everything's open unto him. Everything's open unto him. See, these Hebrews, they had a high priest. And they had a high priest that was ordained, chosen of God, and called out amongst men. But that high priest, Brother Hyde, he didn't know everything there was to know about everybody all the time. He is a man. He is a man. He was not God. He is chosen of God, but he's taken out from among men. We'll see that in the scripture here a little bit later on. But he did not know them like Christ knows them. He said everything's manifest in his sight. They're everything's naked and open under the eyes of him, that's Christ, with whom, that's Christ, we, that's us, have to do. He's telling them Hebrews, that's you, that's who you have to do. With whom you have to do is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said, seeing then that we have a great high priest, not just a high priest, but a great high priest. He's much higher. He's much better. He's much above, Brother Hyatt, them high priests that these Hebrews knew about. They had been taught about. They had lived in it. They had had that ordinance. They had had that commandment. They had been given these laws and ordinance all their life, since God chose Abraham out, they had had this, that God chose him out and God give this, and God, he was, they were God's people. And God give all this to them, so they knew about this high priest, Brother High, but here's a great high priest. He's a great high priest. He's above. He's so much more. Them high priests not even worthy to compare them to Christ. Nor is no other man, nor are we this morning. I know that this morning. In fact, the Word of God said that we're kings and priests this morning, that you have access right into the Holy of Holies. That high priest is the only one, Brother High. I think it's right God kill anybody else that tried to or did attempted to. But there was one man, there was a high priest that could go into the Holy Holy behind that last veil where the presence of God is, and nobody else could do that. Them other priests, they did the work of the service of the tabernacle, and they did things concerning to God, but they were not allowed to go into where access to where God was at. And now this morning, you're a priest this morning, and you have access. It's been rent in twain. Thank God it's open to whosoever will. And that Holy of Holies is his free access this morning where God's at. We'll see that in the scripture. He said, we have a great high priest. High priest, we. Notice that we. He's talking to these Hebrews. I'm speaking to you this morning. We have a great high priest. That's we. This is a we book. This is a us book, Brother High. This is a family of God book. He's not saying the world don't have a great high priest. We have a great high priest. He's saying that to them Hebrews. And listen, he's writing specifically to them. But listen, this word of God speaks to us this morning. It's applicable to us this morning, Brother Rob. We have a great high priest. Notice this, that is past. Listen, the great high priest this morning, Brother High, that's his office. That's who he is. That's where he sits. He's high priest. He's Lord, thank God. He's high priest. His office is there, thank God. That's who he is. That's the work of God this morning. He's high priest for me and you. He's high priest, thank God. He's high priest. He's took the offering in, Brother High, church this morning that's acceptable to God Almighty, thank God. The high priest, the great high priest, took the offering in. His blood is received, it's acceptable before God. There's no going in there no more for that purpose. He is the sacrifice. It's eternal. He don't do it every year. He did it one time. He's a great high priest. There's an eternal sacrifice, thank God, that went into the Holy of Holies, thank God. And it's, listen, on the mercy seat of God, and he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God this morning. He's on his throne, thank God, this morning, because he's a great high priest. That's his office, thank God. Notice this, that is passed into the heavens. He's there right now. He walked on this earth. He walked as man and God. But this morning, he's on the throne. The Word of God says at the right hand of the throne of God, he's there, thank God, he's seated, he ever liveth. In fact, Stephen over there, I think it is, the Word of God said he saw Jesus standing, thank God. Jesus stood up, what an amazing, that's amazing to me, Brother. Jesus really loved that man, and he was a servant for God, and he died, thank God, for the cause. He was martyred, he was killed for the purpose of Christ, and Jesus standing at the throne, he stood up, Brother Robert, he had to be. He said he saw him standing, thank God. Why did he stand up? I think it's one of his own, thank God. One of his men, one of them that he died for, Brother High, has been slaughtered here, being martyred, being killed, being stoned to death, and he said he saw him standing. That's amazing to me. He stood up. Where was he at? Where was he at when he saw him, Brother Robert? He is at his throne, thank God. He's where he is right now this morning, thank God. He's ascended, thank God. He's passed into the heavens. He said, Jesus, the Son of God. Listen, Jesus, that's his name, Savior, thank God. If I could say that, listen, they still called his name Jesus. They called him back. That was, if I could say this morning, Brother High, that was the name that he had while he was here on earth. That's what he was called, just like you're called Robert or Todd or Linda. Thank God, that's your name. He was called Jesus while he is here on this earth. That was the name that God said was going to be his name given to him. He shall save his people from the sin. Notice this. He said, notice, the Son of God. That's his nature. That's who he is. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He is the nature of God. That's who he is. He's the Son of God. He's telling them this morning. He's the very Son of God. He's passed into heaven. He said, let us hold fast our profession. Notice this, let it hold fast, hold fast. That means hold secure, don't let it go. It's locked in, thank God. It ain't loosely held on to. It ain't loosely just something you just pull up, thank God, Brother Hyatt, when you think you need it, or you drag it out of the closet here and there, but you hold on to it. He said, now listen, I'm not saying that we're holding on to him, Sister Linda. He's holding us in. Well, I understand and know that, but he's telling these Hebrews, thank God, don't go back, don't hold back, hold fast, thank God, to our profession. Notice this, in him, hold fast to him by faith. Not in that other way, Brother Roberts. Not in that. It's not in another way. Y'all know this morning that probably most of you know better than I do. But I know that the in the English language denotes singular. It does not denote, it does not mean many. When you say the, this, like I say this morning, this is the building that Westside Baptist Church has set aside for Westside Baptist Church to meet in. Not the church, but this is the building. There's not a bunch of buildings that we would say belongs to the Westside Baptist Church that we meet in. There's only one. I know we got a fellowship building, but I'm talking about this one. This is the one. Even one. Jesus, listen, he said, hold fast our profession. Our profession, hold fast to him by faith, thank God. He's singular. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means, Brother Robert, that there's no way outside of him, there's no truth outside of him, and there's no life out of him. And he said, no man come to the Father but by me. No means no right there. That means none. There's none, Brother Hyatt, there's none, church, that'll be on the other side that got there anyway but by him. Sinners saved by the grace of God. He said, how them whole old Hebrews, them old Hebrews, brother, that died in faith, how they gonna get there? How they gonna be there? By him. By him. That's right. They died in faith. God gave them faith. He granted to them. He gifted them with the faith. Thank God. His grace, thank God, was shown upon them. And listen, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God gave grace and God gave faith, thank God, this morning. And they believed in it. They're there. No, listen, they died in faith, thank God. And they, listen, he's telling them, thank God, is how, thank God, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast. Don't hold back. Hold fast. He said, our profession. Notice this. For we have not an high priest. I'm telling you, he's writing to folks that know something about this. He knows something about this. And I said earlier that them high priests did not know everything about them, Brother High. And they come and they brought offerings and they brought gifts for their sin. And there was offerings and gifts, and I'm not going into all that. And that high priest had to go back in the veil, behind the veil, and make an offering for their sins, for his sins and the sins of the people. But he did not know everything. He said in verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but. Now, I'm telling you what I believe on this. Maybe everybody don't. That's all right. I don't debate with nobody. He said, for we have not a high priest. I'm going to come back to this verse in a little bit if we get there. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But he's assuring them, Brother Hyatt, it's him. He's the high priest. He's the one, thank God. Hold fast. He said, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now I'll tell you what I believe right here. He became us. He became me. He became you. I'll say this morning, he had to. He had to. Not because I say he has to, but because God required it. God required it. Brother Todd, they had to be a man like you, Yet without sin, he said, tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. They had to be a man, Brother Hyatt, that to die and be sacrificed for man. Perfect. Innocent. For the guilty. That lamb without spot, without blemish, it wasn't guilty. What did it do wrong? It was, God said it had to be without spot, without blemish, Brother Hyatt, denoting and shining church, showing church, that was a perfect lamb. There wasn't nothing wrong with it. There wasn't nothing bad wrong with it. It was exactly the way a lamb should be. It was perfect in every way that a lamb could be. That's what God required for that sacrifice, for that offering, for the sin, Brother Hyde. He required the best that there was, that was perfect as a lamb could be. That's what God required. He said, but was in all points tempted like as we are. I'm telling you, he was made you. He was made like you. He was made just, Brother Todd, he is just as much a man as you are. And he's every bit God at the same time. I don't understand all that. But it's right. I can't give you no theologian in-depth explanation of that, but it's right, Brother Todd. He had to become you in order to die for you, and that he would be received before God for you. That had to happen. It had to be. That was the only way, thank God. It was a requirement of God, Brother Hyde. God requires perfection, holiness, righteousness. That is clean, and there's no uncleanness to it. That is sinless, and there's no sin in it. That's the requirement of God. And that sin, that uncleanness, that unrighteousness, it cannot enter into the presence of a holy and righteous God. He had to become you. He said, filling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I think right here he's loading up, if I can put it that way. He's loading them up, Brother Hyde. He's loading them up here. He's not just telling them that he's great high priest, but through the word of God here, this that he wrote to them, thank God. Again, there's the conviction, the convincing, thank God, that he is who this writer's saying who he is. He can be touched, Brother Hyde. He's a high priest. He's not far off. He's not a God that you got to. All them other gods, people would have to do all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm not getting in. They still do it today, Brother Hyde. All these false gods, they got to do all kinds of crazy out in the left field, out on Mars, garb to summons up some God, Brother Todd. He's not that way. He's at the right hand throne of God. He's awake this morning. He's alive. He ever lived to make intercession, thank God. And he can be touched. You can get in touch with him. That means he feels you, thank God. That means you can make contact with him. Brother Todd, you can get in touch with him and make contact with him. And listen, and when you do, he knows what you're talking about. Why? Because, Brother Hyde, he became us, and he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He can be touched with the feeling of your infirmities because he felt them. Now, I know God's God. I know he understands it. He knows everything, Brother Hyde. I know that's God. God knows that he does. I understand that. I get that and understand that. But he had to become man to know man. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm not really too far ahead of myself. I said this, Brother Hyde, but I'm going to tell you something, church. Christ knows you as a man, and Christ knows you as God. He knows you both ways. Because he's man and God. Yes. He walked this earth, man and God. Yes. While he was here, Brother Hyde, he was God. He is God then like he always had been, and he's God. He was God then like he is now and always will be. But listen, he knows you, church, this morning. He knows you, Hebrews. He knows you as a man, and he knows you as God because he's great high priest. He's the Son of God. But he knows you. He was tempted in all points Listen, he was tempted. He was tempted yet without sin. He understands. You can touch him, thank God. He's telling these Hebrews he's the one. He's the high priest. It ain't that old way, thank God. It's the one, thank God, that's passed into the heavens, the great high priest, thank God, that's tempted all points like as we are, yet without sin. And your infirmities that you have, you can touch him. He understands and he knows. That's a great comfort. That's a great help. Great help. In fact, he spells that out in the next verse. He said, let us therefore. What does that mean? That relates back to what he's just said. Let us therefore. We have this great high priest. He's passed into the heavens. He is the Son of God. He can be touched by the feeling of infirmity. He said, let us therefore, listen this morning. He's telling them, Brother Hyatt, rest in him. We rest because he rests. We rest because he rests. We rest because he's resting, if I can say this morning, because his work is finished. There's no work for me to do, Brother Hyatt. I want to say this. Jesus did do a work. He worked. That's why I don't have to. That's why I'm not required to. When he cried out, it's finished, it's finished. All that was in God, church, this morning. All that was in God forever, in eternity. Always had been, always will be. We understand, know that. But there was a day and a time and a date and a time in that day when Jesus cried out, it is finished. Yes, and when that time became that time, that lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, now he is slain. Now, in time, he said it's finished. It's done. Done. Them that died in faith, Brother Hyde, it was finished. Them that's died since, it's finished. We that are alive and remain, it's finished. Because he finished the work. He's not doing anything else. He said, let us therefore come boldly. Boldly, that just simply means, the word boldly there just means confidently. Confidently. That means, Brother Rock, Brother Todd, that when you come to the throne of, when you come into the throne of grace, that you can have confidence that he hears you. You can have expectation. You can have anxiousness, expectation, and confidence, Brother Hyatt, that he heareth us. Because he can be touched. And thank God we do have access. The veil is rent, thank God. We can go right into the Holy of Holy where God's at. We don't have to go nowhere else. We don't have to stop off here. We don't have to go to some man. We don't have to make no detour. We go straight in. Straight in. You have access this morning. He's telling you Hebrews this morning. He said, let us. Listen, we believe this written by Paul, but he said, let us. He's a Hebrew and he's talking to Hebrews. Said he was. Child Benjamin, I believe. He's a Hebrew. And listen, he knows them real well. And he knows about the old way and the old covenant. He knows all that, Brother Hyatt, forwards, backwards, in his sleep, turn around backwards, standing on his head, on one foot. He knows that. And there ain't no doubt about it. And they do. And he's writing to them. And he said, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace. Why? Because we have a great high priest. A great high priest, because of him, we got access this morning. He said unto the throne, that's his place. That's where he sits this morning. That's where he's at. That's where he abides this morning. I know he abides in us this morning, but listen, he's at the right hand of the throne of God, and he ever liveth. He said unto the throne of grace. Listen, you gotta have grace. You can't survive it without it. Spiritually, Brother High, a man's dead without it. And if God don't give him grace, he ain't nothing. And when we need grace, we need grace. And that's what he said. He said the throne of grace. That we may obtain, that we may obtain. He's obtainable. What he has is obtainable. It's yours, child of God. It's yours, Hebrews. He's telling them, thank God, that we may obtain. You don't go to the throne of God for no reason. Listen, I'll say this morning. And I know it's on in this chapter, I believe, over in the book, over in that book speaks specifically about faith. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is what? God. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You ought to believe he's God, and you ought to believe he's going to reward you. I say something this morning, church. I know God's merciful. I've done it. I'm going to try to help you. I believe this is right. I believe this is right. I'm going to speak for myself, but I believe it's right for the church, for the body. I don't want to go to God, to the throne of God, if I ain't going to believe him. Right. What's the need, brother? What's the use of it, brother? Right. Oh, I know God's merciful. And God can do what he's going to do in spite of my weakness and my wrongdoing and my sin. God's still God, and it don't change him one bit. The will of God's going to be done, and he'll get glory out of my mess if I'm making a mess. God will still get glory out of it, Brother Hyde. He'll still work it to his glory, and he'll still accomplish the will. I understand, know that. But listen, be foolish this morning for me to go to God and not even really believe that he's going to hear me and answer me. Why would you even do it? Why? What's the point? We're just burning off energy or something, Brother Hyde. Brother Todd, what I'm saying is when you ask him, thank God, believe him. Yeah. When you ask him, he said that to the throne of grace, he's telling them, he was that we may obtain mercy. Notice this, and find grace to help in time of need. That's why we go. He's telling them, thank God, go to the throne, thank God. Go to this great high priest that's passed into heaven. He can be touched by the feeling of your infirmities. He knows you, thank God. He's tempted in all points like you are, yet without sin. He understands and knows you, thank God. He's the one, thank God. Go to him. And he said that we can come boldly unto the throne. You know why you can? Because you're his child. He's your father. And he knows you. As man, as a man, and as God, he knows you better than you know yourself. And when you speak to him, Brother Todd, as his child, and you have a need and a desire, thank God, and it's not to consume upon your own lust, but it's according to the will of God, Brother Hyde, he hears you, thank God. He understands, and he knows what you're talking about, thank God, and he's obtainable. The grace and mercy he's speaking about here is obtainable. You ain't got to wait for a certain time of year and let the high priest go in for you, Brother Roberts. You can go right now today and tomorrow and half a dozen times a day or how many times you need. Ain't no number on it, thank God. That's between you and God. You don't pray all day long. That's between you and God. You can stay there. I don't know how long you stay there. That's between you and God. But you can stay as long as God. You can meet with God and God will speak with you. And you can stay right there, Brother Roberts. You can stay one time a day or you can go 25 times a day. It don't make no difference. There is no time frame and there's no time limit of when you can go back in the next time, thank God, because he's there, Brother Hyde, and he can be tough. He said we'd come boldly. That means praise God when you go to the throne of grace, ask him, thank God, and believe him. Brother Nathaniel preached on that, thank God, ask and receive. Knock and open. Seek and find is what he said. Seek and find. Yeah. Well, I'm asking something. You go to seek something, you don't go seek it to not find it, do you? No. God help. Yeah. That woman seeking that piece in that headpiece, that tenth piece that lost that one. Yeah. She was sweeping the house and looking for it. She wasn't doing all that to not find it. No. She was doing that to find it. He went after that one lost sheep to find it. He was going to find it alive, Brother Hyde. Yeah. He wasn't going to see it devoured by wolves, but he knew if it stayed out there long enough, the wolves would get it. Yeah. He's going to get it because it was his, but he went after it to get it. Yeah. I'll tell you, this is what I believe. I know God's God, Brother Hyde. Church, listen. I'll say again. God does a lot of things, Brother Robert, in spite of my mess. Yeah. I understand that. But I'm talking about on my side of the road. I'm talking about God's side for a moment. If y'all give me just a little space and let me say this. God's God. And I don't change him, and you don't change him, and no man changes him. God's God. I understand that. God's lane in the road. But my lane in the road, Brother Robert, I don't have any expectation or confidence or any feeling of believing that I'm going to receive what I'm asked for if I don't believe it. How can I have expectation, Brother Hyde, if I don't believe what he's saying right here? That I can come boldly to the throne of grace. That he said that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You got to believe him. He that comes to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He said must, Brother Robert. He that cometh to God must. Must. Listen. That is his salvation, Brother Hyde, but it goes way past that. It's now. Yeah. It's now. He that cometh to God. That's into the throne of grace, Sister Linda. That's where he's at. Thank God he's passed into the heaven. He's not physically, literally sitting here on a church pew this morning. He's sitting at the right hand throne of God, Brother Hyde. But he said, he that cometh to God must believeth that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must believe both of them things, Sister Linda, that he is God and that he's a rewarder. I don't know about y'all, but I ain't never asked anybody for anything that I didn't, if I didn't believe they could give it or do it. Why would I? That's what he's telling them, that, and find grace to help in time of need. Listen, he knows you this morning. He understands you this morning. And he said, I'm about to go on. He said in verse 1 of chapter 5, these people, I know that's about a cuss word nowadays out in the world. You've got to be so politically correct. Those people, these people. That somehow or another, that's offensive. I don't know. But these people, these Hebrews that he's writing to, Brother Todd, they know, I'll say again, they know exactly, he's speaking to them, to who you ever know that God's, if I can say this, the message is still Christ. But God speaks to different people different ways. He did in this Bible. These epistles and these books that was written, these men of God, the Apostle Paul, he wrote to, he didn't write to all of them. He didn't say the same thing to all of them. He wrote to who they were, who he was writing to. He's writing to Hebrews here. He said, for every high priest taken from among men, they were taken from among men. They were a man. They was not God. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. That's why he was called out of God. That's why he's called of God. That's why he's talking about a high priest taken from among men. I'll say again, Jesus became man, a body thou hast prepared for me. He was born in this world. He walked as a man. He was a man. And he was God. Notice this. Verse number 2. This is an amazing verse in the Word of God. He's telling them, thank God. He's just told them who he is, Brother Hyde. And he's a great high priest. And that Word of God's quick and powerful. It's convicting. It's convincing, thank God. Everything's open in his sight. Everything's naked before him, thank God. He sees all him whom we have to do. That's who he is. He's passed into heaven. He's touched with our infirmities. He's touched, thank God. He's tempted at all points like as we are, yet without sin, and he can be touched. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. We have that confidence, thank God. He said this in the Word of God in verse number 2 of chapter 5. Who can have compassion on the ignorant? Really, that's the question in the English language. Who can have compassion on the ignorant. It's also a statement in this context of way he's writing it here, Brother Robert. He said, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? That was them. That's us this morning. Notice this. For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. What does it say? Them high priests that was called out from among men, Brother Robert, in that old covenant, in that old way, that were ordained for men in the things pertaining to God, they understood and knew them folks because there's one themselves. That high priest wasn't perfect. He was called out. He was taken from among men and is ordained for men in things pertaining to God. Now remember Christ. But in that old covenant, in that old way, Brother Robert, them men, he said, who can have compassion on ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. That's verse 15 of chapter 4. Pertaining to Christ, he can be touched. Notice this, and by reason hereof, he ought what he's just said in the previous two verses. Gifts and sacrifice for sins and compassion on the ignorant and them that are out of the way. He himself also is compassed with iniquity, and by reason hereof, what he's just said, he ought, as for the people, gifts and all and sacrifices for sins, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. It wasn't just for the people, Brother Robert. It was for himself also. He was not a perfect man, Brother Hyde. That priest was not a perfect man. This verse is right here now in context where he's speaking here. He's speaking of those men that they knew about. They, again, generation after generation after generation. Paul, this man of God's writing to them and speaking to them in something that they're well versed in and have understanding, Brother Robert. They're not in the dark to what he's saying here. They understand this terminology, this way of life, this ordinance, thank God, this law that God given. They understand this. They've lived it. They've lived in it. They've grown up in it. It's been passed down generation, generation, generation. It's very familiar to them. It's not something new, Sister Linda, that just come on the block. That's what he's talking about right here, this specific right here. It's not. He said, by reason hereof, he ought as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. Christ offered for sins, but not for himself. He didn't have none. He didn't die for his own sin, Brother High, because he didn't have no sin. He did not, that offering was not for his sins. He had none. That offering was for the sins of his people. He died to save his people, Brother Robert. That's who he died for. These men were not perfect. He said, listen, they also for himself to offer for sin, for the people and for himself. Why? Because they were all sinners alike. Then they come short of the glory of God. It's like you and I do. He said here, that old way, Brother Robert, that old way, that high priest in that old way, he had sin just like you do. He was no more perfect than you are. He was taken from among men and no doubt was called and ordained of God for that office to carry out that work. That was the call of God and ordained of God. But listen, he is still a man and he's still from Adam and he still had sin and he still was not perfect. We have a great high priest, yet without sin. We have a great high priest, Brother Robert, He's telling them, we have a great high priest, Christ, not those men, but Christ, thank God. He was tempted, and he walked in this world of sin, and he was tempted with the sin, just like those high priests of old day were, yet without sin. He didn't offer. Listen, when he died on Calvary, listen, he did that offering was not for his sin. That was for his people. He was purchasing a people. He was dying for them that, Brother Hyde, he had to. But it was not for his sin. He had none. That's what he's telling me. He's perfect, thank God. He said, notice this. He said, that's what them high priests, that was their work. That was their office. They were taken from among men. They were ordained for men in things pertaining to God. Yet they still had sin. That's why they had to go back every year, Brother Robert. Because what they did last year didn't take care of this year. There's no eternal sacrifice for that. It was a yearly thing that God received. And why did he receive that? Why did he receive that then and he won't now, Brother Hatt? Because that's what God gave them then. That's what God commanded them. And it was pointing to Christ, thank God. It was pointing to a perfect eternal sacrifice. And God said, you do this, thank God, and you're covered for a year. They never was washed clean in that. They never were. If they were, why'd they have to keep doing it?
That's right.
If you're clean, you're clean.
Yeah. Right.
You know why you don't have to keep, listen, Christ did it. You know why, Brother Robert, you're clean. God sees you as clean. You don't go back and crucify Christ again. And you're not saved again by the grace of God. You don't crucify him anew, thank God. You're saved one time. You're clean, thank God. He died one time. He died one time. You're saved one time. You're clean one time. You're justified, thank God. You're glorified. Listen, Brother, that's already taken place. Jesus did every bit of that.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yes, sir.
He did it. He said, by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. He had to offer for theirs and his own sins, Brother Robert, because God required it. And this is the offering. There's going to be blood shed, Brother Hyatt. Blood shed.
Right.
Without shedding blood, there's no remission. No remission. That's what God said. There's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. There's always been a shedding of blood. Listen, how did them Hebrews get out? I'm done. How did them Hebrews get out of Egypt? By the blood. That Passover, the only symbol, if I can put it that way, of a sacrifice that was made that God would receive. That destroyer did not come into that house and kill the firstborn. Was the blood.
Yes, sir.
On the outside of the door.
Yes,
on the postmantle. God saw the blood. He said, I'll pass over you. Listen, those houses, every house in Egypt that did not have the blood on it, the destroyer killed the firstborn.
Yes.
Everything. From the top to the bottom. Did that include Pharaoh's house? Sure did. It didn't make no difference. God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Now here's the thing, Brother Hyde. Who did he give that covenant to? That's exactly right. He did not give it to Egypt. He did not give it to the world. He did not give that to the world. He didn't. Mm-mm. He didn't. He called Noah into the ark,
yes, sir,
and his family, not the world.
No.
Not the world. He gave the Hebrews the covenant of the blood, Sister Linda, not Egypt.
Right.
All of Egypt had death in their house when they woke the next morning.
Yes, right.
There was no blood. That covenant was not given. You say, why is that? God's God. He called who he called. He has mercy on whom he have mercy. He gives grace to whom he'll give grace. He's God.
That's right.
Thank God for the blood. He's the sacrifice.
Yes.
He's the great high priest this morning. God bless you.
God bless you.